Yes, Tonto. The trout fishing should be excellent this time of year. A train and in trouble. Looks like you were hit by bandits. Soft earth. Let's go.
Kyle Silver! Away!
That shot was straight ahead. This will teach you to ride the lonesome side of the law. You're under arrest. Tonto? Tonto, where are you? Well, we have the money. We'll go on to Grand Junction and give it to the railroad and turn this man over to the sheriff. Thank you. But there's still another one out there somewhere. Good. Was it all there? What about? I don't understand. Yes. And obviously, once the door and roof vent are closed, all this ice packed in sawdust will make it colder. Well, if it works, it will certainly be a milestone in railroad progress out here, Mr. Foster. But where do we fit in?
As you well know, we've had a series of train robberies here recently. Now, this train must not be stopped for any reason. This test is vitally important, and time is of the essence for more than one reason. There is a perishable serum in this container destined for the Denver hospital. There's a life at stake there.
I see. Everything else in here is expendable. We understand. Payment is not necessary, sir. Tonto and I are always proud to serve in any way. We'll be glad to guard your train. You checked it before we left, didn't you?
Of course I did. But, I'm hearing noises.
I'd better have a look. Silver? Scott? What's the matter? Where's Tonto? You there! Stay where you are! What is this? You'll never get away with this.
Oh, yeah?
But exactly what are you looking for?
Money, Mr. Ranger. Money. Right there. A whole car full.
Money? In there? It'll be a surprise, all right.
Must be thousands in there, huh? Millions, maybe. Cold, hard cash.
Well, whatever you find, I guarantee you it'll be cold. Silver! Easy, boy. Down, Scout. You fellas just do what these train robbers tell you to do. You understand?
Keep an eye on it while I open her up. All us said there wasn't no lock I couldn't bust open.
Tonto, the only money here is what people will save by receiving fresh, refrigerated meat and produce at the marketplace. Also, there's a medicine in there on its way to save someone's life. I hold you directly responsible. You heard me. Now close that door. The ice is melting. Come on. We have to stop that train. Are you all right now?
Yes, Kimosabe. I'm fine. But this warm air...
Yes, we must close up this car or everything will be lost. You take Scout and Silver. Go after those men. I'll do what I can here. Hurry, Tonto! Let me.
That's one emergency brake, but it ain't doing no good. When we hit bottom and onto the straightaway, we'll be heading into Denver at more than 100 miles an hour. Why, we'll pile up for sure. The station, everything.
There's a brake wheel on each car. Will that do it?
Not like we're going. Gotta get to the engine. Hold the pressure valve. Onlyest thing that'll stop her.
Which valve is it? There's so many. I think we got this medicine here faster than expected.
Yes, sir, you sure did. Saved a life doing it, too.
Is that the last of the cargo?
Yes, sirree. And I'll tell you, Lone Ranger, this carrot's as cold and fresh as it could be. Sure tastes good. That refrigerator car's a success, all right. Of course, the railroad's got you and Tonto to thank for that.
Uh-huh.
You worried about your friend?
Yes, I think I should get another horse and...
Look there. I think your worries are over.
Well... That's one way to get to Denver. Refrigeration of our foods and medicines from one railroad point to another started in the 1800s. Today, most of the perishables we use every day are shipped that way by train, by trucks on the highway, ships at sea, and yes, even by airplane. I'd say we've come a long way.
Hail Silver! Away!